AP Update, I'm Rita Foley. New from the White House this morning, police departments around the nation will no longer be able to get some military-style equipment from the federal government. This comes 9 months after police and riot gear went into the troubled streets of Ferguson, Missouri. Here's our White House correspondent, Mark Smith.
The feds will no longer give local police tracked armored vehicles, bayonets, and large caliber weapons. And White House Domestic Policy Chief Cecilia Munoz says other riot gear and firearms will only be shipped under strict new rules.
Clear training and safety procedures in place, and provisions for after-action reports when that equipment is used in a significant way.
The president's announcing these steps on a visit to the Camden, New Jersey Police Department, along with a string of other proposals for getting cops and minority communities working together. Those include publishing new data on things like traffic stops and officer-involved shootings.
White House correspondent Mark Smith. I'm Rita Foley.